Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never been told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we are celebrating the new year and making some predictions about what's to come in 2020. Who's gonna die? Who will drop an album? Who will guest judge on Drag Race? Who's gonna commit murder this year? And which celebrities' nudes will leak? We've got so many predictions, that and more, so stick around. Listen, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
I wonder, you know, how you always do your little countdown and then you yelled Happy New Year. That was very on brand.
What do you mean?
Because usually before you and I record the episode, we count down, which it always gets cut from the show. Mm. And you were all very 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You know what?
Happy New
I think
Year.
We should keep in the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 because, bitch, that was on period, as the kids say.
On period, I don't get that.
Neither do I, really. I mean, people are saying it. I act like it's okay.
Language is just evolving.
People are like period. Well, I guess there's a T. I don't know. And then they do this.
Oh.
Like, it's over. Period. Sentence
you guys are
over.
You're missing
it's
it. But
done.
Tyler's doing that.
Period.
It's a cut.
It's a cut. It's a wrap.
With his hand across his face.
And that's on comma.
And that's on exclamation mark.
Do you say exclamation mark or exclamation point?
I say
exclamation point.
I say point. You say mark.
Exclamation mark. Exclamation point. Oh, yeah, maybe I do say mark.
You say mark, I say
I guess
point.
When I'm, like, texting, yeah, if I'm, like, texting with my voice, you know how you're like, "Hey there, exclamation mark, exclamation point."
You're all,
yeah, I say mark.
You're all, roger that, exclamation mark.
Yeah, roger that, exclamation mark, all caps, roger that. That is what I say. Roger that, exclamation mark.
Wow, great. Aren't you glad the show's just right back off to the hit?
Well, we're
topics
back.
That we've always had.
Corey, how was your Hanukkah?
Should we take a moment and say thank you to all the Cycle Babies for letting us have a 2 week break?
Thank you to the Cycle Babies for letting us have. But I don't need their permission. I could leave.
Know.
I could go.
You just never know. What if they thought that's the last straw? I'm never listening to this fucking show again. Make me fucking wait 2 fucking weeks.
If that was the last straw out of all straws that could be the last, that was giving them a break. If anything, they're welcome.
They needed it.
I needed it.
Well, how's your new year?
My new year was phenomenal.
New decade, new you.
New decade,
big
new
big decade energy, honey.
I'm giving big decade energy.
Oh, baby.
I've been sick since Christmas. I've had this residual cough, you know me. Mm.
Baby got a flu shot.
I did not get a flu shot.
Have you ever had a flu shot?
Here's the deal. I was going to get a flu shot. I absolutely was. And I don't want you to think that I'm anti-vax.
I've never had a flu shot.
You're supposed to, and you should. I was going to, and then as soon as she got it out to give it to me, she goes, "Oh, by the way, are you feeling sick at all?" And I was like, "Well, I do have like a little bit of a cough right now."
Are you
goes,
serious?
Oh, you're not supposed to get your flu shot while you're already feeling sick. So she's like, "No biggie, when you're feeling better, come back, we'll do it."
I never got around to doing it. And then the flu, I think, hit me in some type of way. And I, you know.
Where do they shoot it? It is what it is. In your arm? Where do they give you the shot?
Well, she didn't put it in, so I don't know.
I mean, were your pants down? Was she about to put it in your butt cheek?
My pants were down anyway. I don't know if she was going there, but my pants were down. You know what I'm saying, baby?
It was all. Oh, girl.
My pants were around my ankles. And that was before I even walked into the office.
Well, get a belt.
I am so skinny.
Get a belt.
It is hard. It is hard. I need to. You know what I've invested in the last quarter? A lot.
I don't know.
Cargo pants. Oh. And they are stretch waist.
Mm.
So that's where I'm at 30.
That seems troubling because if anything, you're going to fill your pockets and then it's just going to add weight to the pants and they're going to start to fall down.
You're not wrong. No, you know? I have yet to use the cargo of the pant. I just they're comfortable. I went to Cotton On. I bought one pair.
You still have a Cotton On your town. I don't.
I went and I got the dark blue. I got the khaki, the light khaki. I got the army pant. I got, what else did I get? The black ones. I have a full range of Cotton On stretch cargo pants. And that's the new me.
When you get stoned at night by yourself, do you shop for clothes online?
No.
It's trouble.
I shop when I take an Adderall. And I'm insane.
It's trouble. I get stoned and then here comes a shirt in the mail.
No, today I took an Adderall because I have a prescription. Thank you all very much. I took an Adderall as I was prescribed to do. And if you can't tell, I'm still on it.
And you went to Cotton On and bought 14 shirts.
No, I went on Amazon and I went and I finally took off all of my old addresses because it's always like an option of like which address you want.
Very busy.
And so I got rid of all my old addresses. I got rid of all my old expired credit cards and I updated all of my things. I went in my subscriptions.
This really is
and
a
I
new
canceled.
Decade, new you.
It is because I canceled two subscriptions that I have of Amazon orders that I have like that monthly come.
What was it? C4? Metamucil?
No. It was for protein bars. And I'm thinking in 2020, I want to switch from protein bars to protein powder. So I started a new subscription to protein powder.
Wow.
So that's what I've been up to. What was the question?
I love that for you.
No, when I'm all cracked out from my Adderall, I'm like, I go on and I'm like, I absolutely do need this, that, the other. I order a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't shop when I'm high though.
Oh, I do. Well, online, I would never go anywhere. I got
Postmates and Seamless when I'm high.
I got stoned and I went into the Walgreens in my neighborhood and I was in the card aisle for far too long.
I don't spend cards.
I know, and you know I already spend too much time in the card aisle. When we lived in LA together, if I would be like, oh, I got to get a card for Mother's Day, you'd be like, oh, Jesus Christ.
You always were shopping for a card. Texts are the new cards.
I don't know.
It's true.
I'm reading a book, and the book was all about, writing letters, the lost art.
I'm sure it was by somebody who's an old fuck, who's like,
It's from Abby Jacobson from Broad City.
Anybody that says that can go enjoy writing their own letters.
Well, there you go.
And not push that onto me.
Well, I find joy. It brings me joy. Mm-hmm. Well, what's going to bring you joy this year in 2020, honey?
You know, I don't have
Should
any
it be 2020, honey? What? All year long? You can
Was
just say,
question?
It's 2020, honey.
I do think I'm going to get...
LASIK.
LASIK. I do think I'm going to get LASIK and again 2020.
Braces?
Not braces.
You're
going to
get
LASIK.
You're going to get LASIK and then still wear glasses.
Well, yeah.
How does that even make sense?
Because when I need to take them off, I'll still be able to see. So like at night,
do you know
in the
how,
boudoir,
do you know?
If I'm showering.
You can't see anything when you're face down in a pillow anyway.
Well, that's, or when I'm, you know what, never mind. You need to just.
Wait, do you know how you have like a pencil bump from writing?
Yes.
First of all, do people have pencil bumps anymore? Yes, second of all, do people who have glasses have nose bumps?
Yes, I do. I have a concave upper nose ridge from it.
Oh.
You want to see? You can see the marks from my glasses. Wow. And I wonder if
will they ever go away?
Yeah, if I were to stop glasses, this is, imagine wearing something that's like a light pressure for 30 years.
Yeah.
20 years.
Well, realistically. So I'm saying people don't write things with pencils and pens, so they do it so rarely now that I've lost my full pencil bump.
Yeah, I don't have a pencil bump or a pen bump or, you know, a stylus bump.
Yeah. Well, look at us.
We are bump free in 2020.
Congrats to our bodies, baby.
But are you giving me, how's your posture? Are you giving me back bump?
Oh, I don't know.
There's a guy that I walk by every day as I'm walking into the gym. He works at the valet at the gym. Mm-hmm. And he has the worst posture I've ever seen. And he's always sitting on this rotating stool situation. And
you should get him one of those back adjusters.
I should just tell him, hey,
your posture
sucks.
Here's
the deal. Your posture's terrible. Because when I turn the corner, I see him from a profile angle. Wow. And I see his posture is terrible. And I think, you're my age-ish. This is not good for you. So I want to be like, hey, I'm only going to tell you this once, because every time you see me from now on, you'll just remember it.
Yeah.
This will be your, I will be your reminder every morning.
To stand up straight.
Sit up a little bustier, you know.
Wow. You should get one of, he should get a bro.
Or is that be rude of
me? I think that would be so rude. Imagine someone telling you, imagine someone telling you, you have terrible posture.
Well, we already say hi to each other because we see each other that often. I say, hi, good morning.
Hi, bad posture boy.
Well, no, I just think maybe we're at a time in our lives for me to tell
who him. Look at you slouching right now. Who are you to speak of posture?
Well, that's, you know what? I'm sitting up straight now. I'm going to try to sit up straight for the rest of this. Thank you.
Yeah. Don't they have those little, there's a robot now that you can put on your back and it buzzes.
I bought one and it was annoying after one day because it does not take into consideration, I lead a busy life. I pick things up. I lean over and I do this, that, the other.
You it know, buzzes I, if you bend.
Yes. Oh. I'm like, okay, well, do you want me to squat down low?
That'd be great for your legs and your butt.
Well, I'm not going to do it. I'm not. So I took it off and it's been sitting in my junk drawer ever since.
Can you put it in the free box in
your guest bedroom? I spent $70.
Can you put it in the free box in your guest bedroom so the next time I come over, I can rifle through?
Sure. Yes.
Will it fit my back?
It fits every back.
Maybe.
It's like a little mini.
Why don't you give it to the guy?
Maybe I should.
Why did you say?
Maybe I should wait until I walk by and nobody's sitting there and I leave it there.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes-a-ree. Yes-a-doodle. I will report back.
Yeah. Why don't you just say hey, my mom got me this for
Secret
Christmas.
Santa. Secret Santa.
And I don't know if Santa. You want it, but it's supposed to help with your
posture. No, if it's anonymous. No. I'm going to do it anonymous when he's not sitting there so that I can easily be like, hey, bitch. This is somebody who is looking out for you. You have bad posture. Figure it out. Why even give them anything? I should just leave him a note.
No, we'll give him your thing.
No.
Is he cute?
He is very cute. You would love him. He's 6-foot-ish, scruff, handsome.
My husband with the bad posture?
You know what he looks like? He looks like the hot son in Prime, Meryl Streep, that Meryl Streep movie.
God, I've only seen it once.
I loved it. His posture is not, though. It's not Prime. Thank you.
Well, maybe, bitch. People my height, his height, our height, it's harder for us. We got a lot more spine than you.
I am spineless.
You know how many more spine I got than you?
How much more?
Length.
We surely have the same amount of ribs, don't we? How many do you have? Count them right now.
Well, I had
count
the one.
Them, count them, count
I
them,
had,
count them.
I had the one removed, just like Marilyn Manson when I was in high school.
Count them now, but in your head.
I can't feel a rib.
What do you mean?
It all feels the same.
I'm going to do it.
Do you think anyone listening is also feeling their ribs and counting right
Everyone
now?
Count. Everyone count.
Don't
actually,
do men have more ribs
than
women?
What do you mean do men have ribs?
Do men women? Have more ribs than women because God took Adam's rib and made Eve or some stupid shit?
Baby. It's New Year's Eve, not New Year's Steve.
It's New Year's Adam and Eve, not New Year's Adam and Steve.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
You know, I'm feeling my ribs, but I've got too much chest muscle that I can't really feel the upper part.
Oh my God.
I've always wondered, do women do chest day? No, like, is that like a problematic question? Am I like really ignorant? Do women?
I'm sure they do.
Because like, don't you want, aren't tits like fat? And so don't you want it to be a little bit like fatty? If you were to, if a woman did chest day, wouldn't it turn that fat into muscle and then her like tits would go away? Maybe if you want to get rid of your tits, I don't know. Anyway.
Don't say tits.
I say tits. Do you say boobs?
I say titties.
Titties. No.
Wow.
Well.
Well, that's a whole half the episode.
No, that is not a whole episode.
Spent on posture.
So that's where we're at. Corey, it's the new year. It's 2020. 2020 is all about perfect vision.
I 2020, feel like
it's
honey.
Time for us to bring our perfect vision to see clearly into the future and to make some predictions for the year. Okay?
Okay.
People have reported that in 2019, our biggest prediction was there were two winners of RuPaul's Drag Race.
We predicted that?
We predicted that. Well, I said maybe there should be two winners, and you said there can't be two winners. This is RuPaul's Drag Race.
Well, shit.
So, thank you. Other predictions included Taylor Swift and Cats.
I know, but I think that was from like 3 years ago.
You know, I took mushrooms and went to go see Cats. The worst use of my mushrooms I've ever had.
I can't imagine anyone wanting to see Cats. You know when you see a trailer for a movie and you think, that looks like the fucking stupidest movie I've ever seen. And then
I thought that, but then I was like, oh, drugs will enhance this.
Well, I'm not even going to watch it. I'm not even going to watch it on a plane.
I would say yes to an edible, no to shrooms. Shrooms just got a little intense. And I was like, I was ready to go.
Well, you should have. You could have.
I wanted to, but I was with somebody, and I was like, well, I don't know where he's vibing, and, like, is he, like, feeling the shrooms? Long story short, both of us really, really wanted to leave.
Oh, well, I think the lesson learned there is just use your voice.
Use your voice. Find your voice, find your voice.
Yeah, that's what 2020 is all about.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so what are our predictions for the year? Do you have anything cooking? You got anything ruminating? Were you expecting World War III already?
Well, I tweeted to see what the people wanted to know, and I saw a lot of tweets about World War III, and I thought, oh, Jesus Christ, is this really going to be World War III? And then I cross-referenced with Psychic Nikki our go-to psychic every year. Sure. And she said that World War III will happen, but will be very short and then more peace. Oh. And I can get very much on board with that.
Well, no, I'm going to be on board with no world war.
Well, it's too late, baby. So, the deed's already been done.
I know. I do think we are... Yeah, World War III is going to happen.
Why are they so quick to call it that?
I don't know. The U.S. has been at war for a long, long time, and I guess it really takes a lot of countries to get involved. So maybe it won't be a World War III situation.
Unless that's like, how many countries are needed for it to be considered a world war?
Maybe a bunch.
And why, instead of calling it World War, why didn't they call it Earth War?
Well, the first war before there was a sequel was called what? Wasn't there a different name for it?
Earth War One.
No, they didn't call it World War One. Well, it used to be called, I think maybe like the Great War or something. Yeah, okay. Great War. Hmm. Before.
Ain't nothing great about war. Let me tell you, historians.
Well, they also called it the Seminole Catastrophe.
Oh, well, what's the one they called after 9/11? The Endless War?
I don't know. I'm not into war. I would call myself pretty anti-war.
We've talked too much about war for my liking on this podcast already. So let's make another prediction for the year.
Okay. Are we going through some things that Psychic Nikki has said? Do we care about those things?
I mean, I can cross-reference. I doubt Psychic Nikki made a prediction of when Rihanna's going to drop R9.
I don't think she's dropping it this year.
Oh my God, what?
I don't think she is. Because you know what, bitch? She would have headlined Coachella.
Well, so she's who we have to thank for this terrible lineup.
She's at least not releasing it for the next 4 months because Coachella's in April. So Rihanna, sorry, Rihanna fans, you are not getting something until at least third or fourth quarter.
Are you serious? Should we put a prediction date?
I'm predicting no Rihanna album this year. Oh, there, I said it.
That's ballsy. I was going to say in February around her birthday.
Well,
she can drop an album and still not perform at Coachella.
I don't see that for her. But if you'd like to put it out into the universe, thank you.
All right. Well, that's that on that.
Okay. You did see the Coachella lineup, though.
I did.
Were you excited about anything? The headliners, I simply didn't care.
I said to a coworker, I said, is Travis Scott Kylie Jenner's boyfriend?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know either.
Is he on the lineup?
She laughed like, yeah, he's one of the headliners.
Oh, maybe he'll bring her out for Rise and Shine.
Oh my God.
I'm going to predict that. I'm going to predict a Rise and Shine remix where that she just sings the chorus and it's a Rise and Shine. And then there's maybe Travis Scott raps. Is that a rapper? Maybe he raps on it. And then they perform it at Coachella. There you have it.
That's I don't know. Prediction. I don't care. That makes me sad. Okay, Rise and Shine remix at Coachella.
Featuring Travis Scott. I mean, we did have the year where that dude was all... Not that little boy, dude. That little cowboy.
Mason Ramsey, he has a name.
He performed at Coachella.
Isn't it wild that as a homosexual, we know who Mason Ramsey is, but we don't know who Travis Scott is?
Well, because he released a very good remix of that. I remember very vividly bopping to it. Thank you.
Well, there you have it.
Plus, kind of a style icon. Mason Ramsey, dare I say, brought in a new era of
Walmart singers.
Countrified. A little bit of countrified.
Did Mason Ramsey walk so Lil Nas X could run?
Yes. And then Lil Nas X had Mason Ramsey on a remix.
Of Old Town Road?
Yes, he did.
Oh my God.
He had a really good line in it that I was like, oh, damn, go off. It was like, if you can't giddy up, then you can giddy out or something like that. I was like, oh, bitch.
That should be my new Grindr bio.
Sure. In 2020, what's the Grindr scene for you?
I deleted it.
Okay, girl. Well, I'll see you in 2020.
Check my phone. No, last year I deleted Grindr at the start of the year too, and I remember last year I didn't re-download it until after the AIDS lifecycle ride because I thought there's hot guys here, I should probably get on Grindr.
You know what? Gays who delete their Grindr and then re-download it, what are you doing?
Taking a mental health break. What do you mean?
Okay, well then do it without telling us because they love
you
to say,
just
oh, just
asked me.
They love to tweet, oh, I just deleted the apps, oh. Girl.
Well, I didn't
that's
tweet
like
it.
That's like announcing you're going vegan.
That's like announcing you. It's announcing you donated to charity.
Just do it.
Just do it. That's you. We can't say that. That's copyright.
Just do it. Just what is it? What's our alternative? Well, giddy, if you ain't giddy up, then you can giddy out.
Just giddy out.
Giddy out.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So, also, mm-hmm. Are we getting drag? It's just, we kind of talked about Drag Race, but are we getting more Drag Race this year?
Yeah, of course. There's an All-Stars 5, and then there's the next season, I'm assuming.
Okay, well, do we want to make any predictions about, we don't know any queens that are going to be at it.
Nah, maybe like, I mean, I know which queens are on All-Stars, supposedly. I don't know for sure, but I know who was, like, rumored.
Well, no spoilers. I don't want to know. Well, maybe predictions of guest judges. Who would you want?
Ooh. Well, I think Sarah Bareilles is long overdue.
In the same way they had the Gaga episode and all did iconic Gaga looks. Maybe all iconic Sarah Bareilles looks.
I mean, listen, if Leland has an album coming out in 2020, somebody's got to write songs for RuPaul's Drag Race. Why not Sarah Bareilles?
Sarah Bareilles, yes.
I'm going to tweet at Sarah Bareilles. Sarah Bareilles, yes.
Sarah Bareilles, yes.
Sarah Bareilles, yes.
Save that. I'm sure you're going to tweet it.
Oh, God. Well, I will.
Okay, great. So we've got Sarah Bareilles on the lineup.
Sarah Bareilles. Who else?
I think Chrissy Teigen could. She, you know, she is in her whole gig. Like, she loves reality shows.
I would like that for her. I would say maybe a Real Housewife should be a guest judge.
Have we never had a Real Housewife?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. You know I'm working my way back through the Housewives seasons. Oh my God, I just read one of, I've had Psychic Nikki's predictions open this whole time, and I just read one that made me gasp.
What?
It says, a pregnancy around Katy Perry.
Oh, I could see that. I mean, she's really settling down.
That's so random. I was scrolling through and I stopped when we started talking and then I looked up and at the top one I had stopped at.
So what? So she's around her? Does that mean it's her, or is it somebody she knows?
Well, maybe it could be like a scare. I don't know. Maybe she missed her. Maybe she missed her period.
You know, you know when women are like, "I'm pregnant," and I don't know if it's. I'm like, "Oh, congrats!" Or like, "Oh, what are you doing with that?"
Well, yeah.
Is that a very gay perspective, or is that like, do people want to be pregnant? I don't really get it.
Some do, and some don't.
Well, does Katie?
I don't know. She seems really in love with Orlando. I know. They looked like they had a fun Christmas. Oh, girl. Yeah. Maybe she's ready to miss a period. I don't know.
Maybe she's ready to miss her period. Okay, well, maybe Katy Perry will miss her period. We're going to put that on the list.
This also says Lady Gaga is going to play a queen in a movie, which I feel like Psychic Nikki's been saying for years. But it also says Oprah's going to get married. What do we think?
Oprah is not getting married. No. I put out a video today that was like a bunch of predictions that I wanted for 2020. I have a prediction for Oprah. I think, well, I got the prompt and then I had to match it to whoever I thought it could be. The prompt was starts a Vegas residency. I think Oprah could.
An Oprah Vegas residency?
She goes on tour all the time and it's like maybe she has a Weight Watchers sponsored tour or something going on right now. But she goes on tour all the time. It's very like motivational. I could see her having a residency.
What about a Tim McGraw and Faith Hill residency at Vegas?
Sure. Why not?
Does that already exist?
You know what could happen? A Sarah Bareilles and Gavin DeGraw.
Oh, you know I love Gavin DeGraw.
And Jason Mraz. The whole gang back together.
Mr. A to Z?
Michelle Williams, or Michelle Branch, rather.
Which one?
Michelle Branch.
Okay, okay, okay. I'm fine with that.
The whole crew.
Well, with the, all the whole gang's back together.
And Alanis Morissette for the 20th anniversary of
Should we
Jagged
go
Little
see
Pill.
That? I haven't asked you. Oh, no. You, Mr. Jagged Little Pill is my favorite album ever, doesn't want to go see Alanis?
Yeah, well, there I was at that Oculus shoot. You know what I did? I did like a thing with this VR company, Oculus, and William Shatner was there, who I share a birthday with. And
did you tell him?
No, I didn't. And did you Alanis say, Morissette.
Did you say, and Shat's the Shat on Shat?
And Shat's the Shat on Shat? No, Alanis was there, and I was all, hello. I didn't say, I know every lyric, but
well,
I should have.
Missed opportunity.
I was
drag,
I did
a drag what? Name. Miss...
Miss Opportunity.
I don't know. Something.
I was thinking of a drag. Here's a drag name. And for Sue Purble for the Super Bowl. She loves football.
I thought you were trying to say. That's not what I thought you were trying to say.
What?
What?
What, Jackie?
Should we see what else Lady Gaga she predicted for Lady Gaga?
Sure.
Well,
I know she isn't she going to be in a movie about
only one prediction. Weird.
She's going to be in a movie about I forget. It's allegedly coming up. Gucci, about Gucci. Lady Gaga to star in Ridley Scott's new Gucci murder film.
Well,
I don't know.
She's got Chris Angel and Avril Lavigne both on Death Watch this year. So
Jesus, can Avril Lavigne die twice? Who's going to swing through to replace her?
All you have to do is unplug the robot.
Oh, my God. No. Okay. Wait, who is the other person on Death Watch?
Well, I Googled Fergie to see if there's anything about Fergie, but up came something about that other Fergie, you know, like the British Fergie.
Queen Fergie, Mrs. The Princess Duchess. Fergie or something.
Also Duchess. Confusing because she's a Duchess, but wasn't our Fergie a double Duchess?
Yes, didn't she have a song about a wall? Or no, that was a bridge.
Our Fergie or their Fergie? Do you think
our Fergie?
Do you think people overseas say our Fergie or their Fergie about our Fergie?
It's the new witch Michelle Williams. Yeah,
yeah. Our Fergie or their Fergie?
Our Fergie. What about our Fergie?
She's on Death Watch.
Oh, no. No. Imagine getting a Google alert about yourself and it's a psychic predicting you're on Death Watch. We don't love it.
God, we still remember we've said for 12 years. Well, I guess you had your psychic already this year or last year. I was going to say we've said for years we're going to have a psychic on the podcast. Well,
we are the psychics on the podcast.
Oh, fuck.
Maybe the psychics were us all along.
Oh, my God. You're right.
I don't know. I think, who's going to win? Who do you think will win a Nobel Peace Prize?
Oh, I thought you were going to say the election.
No, we'll get there.
Nobel Peace Prize?
Yeah.
Well, probably Sarah Bareilles.
That little girl.
Sarah Bareilles. Sarah Bareilles for her work on RuPaul's Drag Race.
No, that Greta Thunberg.
Okay,
you think?
Now wasn't Greta Thunberg? Wasn't that a show on Nickelodeon?
The Eliza Thornberry.
Okay, close enough.
That's you were close.
Did Eliza Thornberry walk so Greta Thunberg could run?
You love that. Did blank walk so blank?
Wait. Psychic Nikki says Greta Thunberg will win many awards, including a Nobel Peace Prize.
Bitch.
But, bitch, better watch out because someone could kidnap her.
Well, yeah, anybody could kidnap anybody. At what point is it no longer kidnapping? Because
I think 18. I think 18.
Well, then what do you call me if somebody steals me?
Sex traffic.
Well, we're not going to joke about sex trafficking.
I'm just saying that I think that's what the next level skips to.
They're going to steal me. They're going to try to harvest my organs and they're going to find out real quick. I do not take my vitamins. These organs are not worth harvesting.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Bitch, this also says there's going to be a shortage of goats in 2020.
Ghosts?
Goats.
Ghosts.
Wait, okay. Wait, this is,
where the ghosts gonna go, babe?
Okay, I also wanted to read
the cycle ghosties are gone.
The cycle goaties. Oh, cycle goaties.
The cycle goaties?
Yes.
No more cycle goats.
And I also wanted to read to you all of Psychic Nikki's predictions on space for 2020 because I know you love space.
Yes. Also, okay, where are is there gonna be UFOs?
Wait, I will say, I was high sometime in the last month. And
doesn't sound like you.
I was very stoned and I started thinking about big blocks in space and then it did creep me out and I thought, oh God, I suddenly get it.
See?
Okay.
See?
Space says, space junk will be falling from the sky more than usual this year.
Yeah, it's because Tesla is putting a lot of satellites up there. It's clouding and we can't see stars anymore because of it.
Well, it says there will be a space tragedy. There will be two planets that collide in space.
Okay, well, that's is insane. Excuse you.
I have to sneeze.
Two planets? Two of our planets?
It just says,
that can't happen.
Our Fergies or their Fergies?
Our planets or their planets?
Well, it also says...
There would never happen.
I don't know. Maybe maybe Pizza Planet. I don't know. We'll have to get Psychic Nikki. Okay. A space tragedy. Why can't I say that? Planets will collide in space. More space junk falling from the sky. A triumph in space. Another space tragedy. A satellite that'll pick up strange sounds in space.
This is stupid. These are all vague. She sucks.
Tragedy around Seattle Space Needle. A spaceship landing. She said a space tragedy four times.
Tragedy.
Now let's look up UFOs. UFOs in the desert above Nevada and California, UFO sightings around the world, a lot of UFOs in India, and more UFO and alien sightings around the world. See, that's so vague.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Nikki.
Well.
I do think we are going to have some space drama, hopefully.
Space drama?
Yeah, I hope. I wouldn't mind a UFO moment, because what?
UFO moment?
UFO moment? Is that what you're about to say? Yeah, I wouldn't mind some aliens in some space.
Oh.
What?
Okay, well, this says Robert Herjavec from Shark Tank will create and produce a show like Dancing with the Stars. Robert's my favorite shark on Shark Tank.
Well, there you have it.
All right.
All right. Make all it work.
All right.
Which celebrity do you think is going to have their nudes leak?
Ooh, let's see.
Anybody? I think Donald Trump's nudes will leak.
I would be okay.
The 2020 election. I think that's a Hail Mary.
Well, if you will. Think people are going to see him naked and then not want to vote for him?
I sure will.
Well, Psychic Nikki says that Trump and Biden neither are winning.
I hope that is the case. Though, if Biden is the nominee, I will vote for him. But that is not my number one pick by a long shot.
Yeah. Well,
who do you predict will get the nomination?
Oh God, that's so tough. Probably Sarah Bareilles.
Jesus Christ. I'm thinking Millie Bobby Brown.
Well, you should know that a movie star also has to be careful about being mauled to death by a grizzly bear this year. So
Millie Bobby Brown. Who do you think? Zac Efron.
Because Zac Efron just had a health scare.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Though I think it's a sham. I think they purposely released
around his new documentary.
his docu or his like the, whatever he's creating is a show about pushing your body to the limits of death. And then he goes to the hospital, but he's fine. And every report is like a near-death experience. Bitch, he has a publicist. And now we all know about his new show. You're welcome.
Right.
You all not get how Hollywood works.
And my whole thought process was, aren't we all like almost dying every day?
Yeah, I had to tell my mom that last night. She was like, I was in Hawaii and a helicopter went down and I was thinking about taking a helicopter that day. So it was almost me.
Oh,
I'm like, okay, well, you can't, like, that's like every decision you make, you almost die. If you take one step out into the street, you almost die. Every day you almost die.
It's a miracle that we've all made it as far as we have.
It is a wonder. I will say that. I will say, I don't know how I'm doing it.
You specifically, but the rest of us.
What do you think about robots? You think they're gonna do anything this year?
I think we're all gonna get our own sex robot.
I think somebody's gonna get killed by a robot this year, and it's gonna cause all this controversy between.
Have you seen
about AI?
You seen those videos of those like robots that like walk and open doors, and they look a little bit like dogs,
and they like jump on boxes and things.
I hate those. But
something's
gonna
happen with a robot.
One of those is gonna come open every single one of our doors and stab us.
Sure.
That's like Black Mirror. How do you protect yourself from a robot dog that knows how to open a door and it puts its foot in the door to prop it from closing automatically?
I don't know.
Why do we need those?
If I knew, baby, I would tell you, baby.
Oh, that's going to be a robot tragedy.
That's the robot tragedy. I think some robot's going to come and get us. Yeah. Thank you.
Well,
hey, remember that one year we predicted a parrot would kill someone? Did that ever happen? I think a lot of people tweeted us all year long that parrots were killing people. Every time a parrot was involved in a crime, they would tweet it to us.
Well, yeah. I saw a lot of articles about that parrot that confessed to like it repeated like a husband saying I murdered my wife or something years later. It was all like the body's in the backyard. And it was
the body's in the backyard.
And it was. Okay, bitch. Psychic Mickey made 4 robot predictions.
Okay.
A robot's going to rob a bank, of course. That's like why they're making those stupid robot dogs to begin with. Robots will make a big impact in 2020.
Vague. Too vague.
In the future, people will marry robots. Okay, so she made the same prediction I did. Marriage is on the way out. Robots are in. Everyone's going to have a robot. Everyone's going to have a sex robot.
Okay. I already do. Bada bing, baby.
Is that the thing that makes your posture better? Is that your sex robot?
Aren't vibrators just sex robots?
Wait. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So sex robots already exist.
Sex robots already exist. And I've got 2 in me right now.
Fuck. Okay. God. Well, did you know we went a whole 7 minutes over?
Oh, sorry, I got distracted when you said hole. What was the rest of the sentence?
I said, there's 2 whole sex robots in your hole.
Yes, thank you. No other predictions? I guess we have to go, but anything, any animals we need to be on the lookout this year? Which animal do you think it'll...
Well,
just robots. Robots are the
Well, ones. I said that bear. A bear is going to kill a celebrity. Oh, name another animal. Lions, tigers, and leopards will escape
our
from
prediction
a
is a robot is really going to commit... homicide.
A robot murder.
Robot murder. Well, that's what we got to keep an eye on.
But don't you think, like, if a car kills somebody, that's kind of robot murder?
Absolutely. We are really on to something this episode. I really do think.
Okay, well, everything's a robot, and you're probably listening to this podcast through a robot, and I hope that it doesn't kill you.
Thank you. Thanks. Great.
That was for the listeners, not you.
Oh, cool. You know what? I have another prediction. I have a couple more predictions before we go.
Tell me. You name
I just
it.
Want them on the record. I've said them in the video, but I want to get them on the record here. I think Kim and Kanye are going to get divorced.
Okay.
Okay. I think Adele is going to drop an album and she's going to go host SNL and be the musical guest.
Okay.
I think Millie Bobby Brown will launch a YouTube channel.
Ew.
I think RuPaul will launch a makeup line.
Oh, shit. Wait, why doesn't that already exist?
Right. See? Yeah. And I think Meryl Streep will be in a Marvel movie.
Meryl.
And that's what you missed on Glee.
Meryl Streep in a Marvel movie. Okay, yeah. Okay.
These are all my predictions.
Well.
Thank you.
She did so good as that little woman.
And in Prime. And as that nun in that one movie.
Nun.
Nun.
What was that movie called?
She's got the range. She's got the range.
What's that movie called? The Nun. With Amy Adams and Meryl Streep.
Yeah, nun. Nunnery. She'll have none of it.
Okay, well, be sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Tyler, what's your handle this year?
My Twitter is coming after you announce yours.
Mine is, oh, Sarah Burrell, hell yes.
Mine is Crashing Space Garbage 2.
Mm.
Thank you.
The word or the number?
T-O-O.
Oh, okay.
Like, don't forget Crashing Space Garbage.
Sarah Burrell, hell yes, tragedy.
Sarah Burrell, hell yes. Cool. Okay.
All right.
Tweet us your predictions for the year. Maybe if you have a resolution, let us know. Any resolutions, Corey?
My resolutions.
No,
I told
enough.
You. No,
no
I
we're
told
done.
You.
We're done.
No, I
we're
told
over
you this.
Time.
I told you this before the show started. I said I told my friends my New Year resolution was to make new friends, and they all were offended by it. And I said, no, not you. Those of you I'm telling I want to make new friends. I said the people that are getting cut aren't being told they're getting cut.
Well, yeah, no, they just stop getting the calls.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they listen. They'll know now. They'll know.
Listen, and I've already got plans to hang out with new friends this weekend. So
go,
I am
good
off
for you. Go
to
off
a good start.
Well, I wish the best, and see you next week.
All right, TTYL.
TTYL.